I'm standing outside of Jodrell Bank, where there's an antenna attached to the roof. And it doesn't look like it, but apparently this is a meteor detector. So I'll go inside and talk to Eddie Blackhurst, who is a receiver technician, and he might be able to explain to me how this works. It really just looks like a normal antenna. Hello, Eddie. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Hi, Roy. Yeah, no problem.
I was just outside looking at the meteor detector, and can you maybe explain how this works?
Yeah, sure. It's a very, very simple system. What we're looking for is reflections off meteors from distant transmitters which are located over the horizon. So we can't pick them up by normal means. They have to be reflected off the meteors. And the system comprises of a very simple dipole tuned to the frequency of the transmitter. The transmitter being located somewhere in Europe for our application. We then have a simple filter arrangement, an amplifier, and then just use an ordinary scanning receiver which is capable of receiving single sideband signals. And then when we have a meteor ionized, we hear a tone in the audio from the receiver effectively, and that tone is then fed into a piece of software which then analyzes the change in pitch effectively, and it's that you see displayed on the Jodrell website.
So you mentioned the emitter is somewhere in Europe, but what kind of emitter is that?
We believe it's actually a TV transmitter, one of the old low-frequency transmitters of the type that we used to have many years ago in the UK, running at 48.25 megahertz.
So there's a television antenna broadcasting somewhere in Europe, and you're picking up the reflections of that antenna due to the tail of the meteorites.
Yes, effectively. I mean, obviously we can't see the transmitter line of sight because the horizon's in the way. But the waste energy, if you like, from the transmitter, obviously some of it goes out towards space and into space. But when the meteors ionize, the plasma generated in the form of the tail reflect the radio waves and we can actually detect them.
Can we have a look at the website?
Yeah, sure. So here we go. Here we have the website now.
So what we see here is a big graph, two-dimensional graph, and on the x-axis is the last 5 minutes, that's time. On the y-axis is frequency, and the colors, they represent meteors?
Yes, you can see that predominantly most of the page just has random noise, which is shown up in light blue. Where we get a meteor burning up and the tone that we detect, you can actually see that represented by a white dot or a line as the tail disperses and stops reflecting.
So on the Jodrell Bank website, people can see live meteors.
Live meteors, yes.
That is fantastic. We'll most certainly put a link on the Jodcast website directly to your meteor detector. So can you explain me what exactly is a meteor?
A meteor generally is just a grain of dust, effectively, which gets dragged into the Earth's atmosphere by gravity. It enters at extremely high velocity and burns up in the upper atmosphere.
Do these meteors sometimes hit the Earth?
Occasionally. Most of the meteorites that actually land, if you like, end up in the oceans, unfortunately, for us meteor fans. Generally, the ones that do fall are pretty small, though, and I really must indicate to people that they really shouldn't be worried about big meteor impacts.
So how did you come up with the idea of building a meteor detector?
Well, it all really stems to one of my old colleagues, Megan Argo, who...
That's our Megan Argo from the Jodcast.
Our Megan Argo, the legendary Megan Argo from the Jodcast. Megan wanted to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Lovell telescope last year by setting up a meteor detector. Some of the early experiments that Sir Bernard Lovell did when he came to this site at Jodrell Bank after the war in the late 1940s were research into meteors, effectively, using radar techniques. And we thought it was a good idea, perhaps, to set a system up to commemorate this. I did the radio side of the experiment, and Megan did the computing side, and we set a nice little system up, as can be seen.
So I see you brought a few meteors.
Yes, we have a few examples here in front of us, Roy, which I've collected over the years. I've got two very nice examples of a meteor which fell many, many years ago. I think it was prehistoric times, perhaps, called the Gibeon meteorite, which landed in Namibia in South Africa. It's a nickel-iron meteorite, extremely heavy for their size, as you might imagine, with a black fusion crust, which is quite typical of nickel-iron meteorites.
So when a meteor lands on the Earth and it leaves a little residue, that is called a meteorite.
Yes, that's correct. Only the cinder, if you like, that lands on Earth is the meteorite. Otherwise, it's just a meteor, and that's what you see.
So these objects have actually travelled probably many, many millions of kilometres through space before they hit the Earth.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these probably were formed from the cores of stars as well, so they've been around for a considerably long time. They are absolutely incredible when you look at them.
So why do you collect these? What fascinates you about them?
I think it all stems from being a young child years ago, asking my parents about, always reading books on astronomy and asking my parents about meteors and meteorites and being fascinated by them. And I'll never forget the buzz of actually seeing my very first meteor, and that I was just bitten by the bug there and then, really.
So this meteor detector, does it also have any scientific value?
Yes, very, very possibly. One thing that we are doing with it, and there is actually a link off the meteor webpage, if you look along the tabs on the left-hand side of the page, we're actually involved in counting meteors, and our data is actually displayed on this website. If you look at the tab, it's called Meteor Observatories Around the World. And a collection of amateurs are uploading the data to this website, the counting data, and that could be used for statistical purposes.
Would it be helpful to have more of these antennas?
Absolutely. I mean, this would be a really good project for schools and private individuals to take up. And indeed, perhaps we will consider putting some instructions on the website at some point on how to set the system up.
So schools could go to the website and find out how to build their own meteor detector?
Yes, I think eventually we'll put the information on and let people have a go, and perhaps we can get, you know, people as enthused as I am about meteors.
So I understand you also have recording of some audio of this meteor detector. Can we listen to that?
We do, Roy. And here we have a recording taken several years ago for the Leonid meteor storm that we had. Here you will hear a tone, which is actually one of the meteors ionizing. So if you have a listen to this.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was a reasonable size one.
Okay, so not only can we see meteors, we can even hear them. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you can hear them too. And that the tone is generated by the receiver, but it's due to the carrier being picked up, reflected off the meteor effectively. Mm-hmm. It's that tone that we've just heard that the software we're using generates or utilises.
What is your software based on? What software do you use for the meteor detector?
Okay, the software is actually freely available to download from the internet. It's an audio spectrum analyzer package written for amateur radio applications, and it's called Spectrum Lab.
So would you mind if people contacted you if they're interested in this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that would be fine, Roy. I mean, it'd be good to gauge the amount of interest that people have in setting a system up like this for themselves, and perhaps if the interest's sufficient, then, you know, we can help people get involved in doing it for themselves.
We'll put your contact details on the website of the Jotcast.
Okay, yeah, sure, that'll be fine.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure, Roy. It's been lovely. Thank you.